On Saturday, August 9th, the city of Fredericton announced its response to the provincial government's decision to close all Crown land due to the extreme risk of wildfire in New Brunswick's forests. Part of those measures were closing all trails in Odell Park and Killarney Lake, as well as banning fires within city limits, including at the Hart Island RV Resort, which is normally exempt from fire bans. On Monday, August 11th, the city announced that its Emergency Measures Organization, also called the EMO, was moving to Level 2 activation, which means that necessary members of the EMO are required to start managing the city's response to the risk of wildfires. Chief of the Fredericton Fire Department, Dwayne Killingbeck, elaborated on the EMO's levels of activation.
So we have a level one, which is just keeping an eye on what's going on as it relates to whatever emergency dealing with. Level two is when we partially activate. So individuals like myself and the EMO coordinator and other key individuals, that becomes more of our activity that we're undertaking to ensure that we keep the whole city staff, focused on assisting with whatever we need to make our preparations. Level three is a full activation, where we activate usually physically the EOC, which is at Two Nations Crossing, and have regular meetings throughout the day and keep a constant presence, which typically runs 24/7. So that would be if we started having wildfires in the city and it was an ongoing requirement to have functional awareness and control over all of our departments as we deal with situations.
The city also said that they're conducting visits to known encampments around the city where people experiencing homelessness live.
We have not been making any efforts or designs to move into the encampments beyond our regular work with the individuals living rough to assist them to get services and be in a safe space. That's ongoing regardless of this wildland activity.
The Fredericton Police Force's Integrated Community Services team, which includes uniformed officers and ununiformed social workers, are conducting those visits, and according to the FPF, have visited over 20 encampments. According to a statement from the FPF, the Integrated Community Services team is, quote, reinforcing fire safety and reducing risks, especially during the current fire ban. They are checking on the well-being of residents, offering support services, and providing education about the fire ban and the dangers wildfires pose, end quote. In the morning and early afternoon on Thursday, August 14th, Fredericton experienced several hours of thundershowers. Chief Killingbeck explained how rain affects the risk of wildfires in the city.
Very happy to see rain hitting the city, but I appreciate that it's going to take more than a shower or a couple of hours of rain. It's more of a longer soaking rain that's going to see a significant positive effect on our fire index. I look forward to hearing after today's rain just how much that's helping the region, but I leave that to the experts that are going to be giving some information from the province. Like flash floods don't particularly help because it doesn't give an opportunity for the water to soak into the ground. Realistically, we're looking at a day or two of soaking constant rain. It is the ideal.
A possible concern raised by the presence of thunder showers is the possibility of a lightning strike igniting a fire.
Well, it's a combination of just how wet the area that gets hit is and what the lightning strikes. So it's quite variable, but it's always a threat, even on any regular day, to have that as being the cause of a fire. When you get into the conditions of the higher fire index, it's not so much the fact that it can set on fire, but how quickly it can travel. And I made comments yesterday about the fact that the conditions yesterday can be up to 5 times faster travel than normal conditions at this time, given the conditions that we were seeing prior to this rain.
A key factor in the conditions creating the wildfire risk in the province is high heat and dry weather. Because of this, the provincial government advised residents to conserve water, with some municipalities' supplies running low. Chief Killingbeck touched on the status of Fredericton's water supply.
Due to the nature of our water source, we're able to keep a really good eye on the levels and how much we have in reserve. And our daily check-in on the water levels are indicating that we are right around the regular expectations for this time of year. So we're not getting into low levels.
The fire chief finished by urging Fredericktonians to pay attention to the city's updates.
I've been trying to get out into the public as much as possible whenever we have something like this happen. We have an alert system. It's called Voyant Alert. It's an app you can put on your phone, and you can get alerts. At times it matter, whether it's an evacuation, whether it's understanding what's going on in the city. At times it's meant to be used as an emergency alert. You can also, in regular times, you can set the app so you can find out when field closures are, other city services being available. But as it relates to emergency measures, it could be crucial to you understanding and getting timely information. So I encourage and challenge everyone to get the app. We presently have about 4,800, I think now 5,200.
Yeah.
Since yesterday, we had an additional 400 sign on. So I'd like to see us stay up to like 8,000-10,000. That would be amazing because it gives a capacity to share with the community.
I'm Aidan Keenan for CHSR 97.9 FM and the Local Journalism Initiative.